What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another weekday drop. This is the September hot version, the day, baby. Listen, we got a hot show we're gonna cook up for y'all tonight, man. We got a lot of things we're gonna be talking about. We're gonna be diving deep, just swimming through a bunch of ideas and different things, hot topics. You heard me? But listen, man, be sure to follow me everywhere, Master23Mind and Mastermind RGTV on YouTube. You should see the gaming symbol, everything pops right up. You know what I'm saying? We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. Real Gamer on all podcast platforms. And check out the previous podcast episodes of RGTV, some classic joints, yo. I'm talking about some classic joints, you hear? So, man, we're going to jump into it. We're going to jump right into it, like just right into it. Be sure to check out the previous episode, the end of the August 2022 weekday drop. Man, I'm telling you, man, because there's so much going on in gaming and everything, man, and it's like back to back with these things, you know? So check out the previous episode to understand a lot of things I'm finna dive deep into and break down, but let's jump right into it. So Nintendo got a Direct show coming up, Nintendo Direct coming up in September of this month. So they talking about some type of, it may be like a Zelda Fest or something. So the rumors is that we may get Wind Waker and the other Zelda, but I was more excited when I seen Wind Waker. We may get a Wind Waker or whatnot, like a remaster or some like a import or something to the Switch. And if we do, that's pretty dope. And if they do some type of Legend of Zelda sale, maybe we get to see more of Breath of the Wild 2. You know what I'm saying? Doing a Nintendo Direct. Who knows? We don't know. But it's going to be something like Zelda, and I'm pretty pumped for it. Can't wait to see what we get from that, because if it's Wind Waker, yeah, I'm going to pick that up for the Switch. So moving on, talking about something else, man, I was into this topic right here, 007. You remember that game, Hitman, right? So developers at Hitman, they're going to be the team that's working on the 007 game that's supposed to be dropping like 2023, maybe 2024, probably 2024. But that technically kind of got pushed back. So to like 2025, I ain't tripping. Yeah, I know how I feel about, you know, pushbacks or whatnot. Take your time. You know what I'm saying? We don't want a rush game. And something so delicate like 007, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't mad at you, man. Take your time. Do what y'all need to do. Whatever y'all need to come up with, because this is one game that you don't want to screw up, you know? I just say that. Moving on, talking about this PlayStation 5 VR 2. So, previous episodes I was talking about, you know, what's going to make PlayStation different from, you know, the whole cloud. I think of cloud gaming as like Pac-Man eating up everything else in the universe. How is PlayStation going to basically be different from cloud gaming or whatnot? So the thing is, this is going to tie right into other topics of things, but I'm going to come back to them. But I'm going to come back to those. I'm going to stick to the VR2. So the VR2, they're making it easy for developers to import VR games to the PS5 VR. So import VR games, pretty dope. And just making it easy for developers, period, you know, with the pretty dope. So if I'm thinking, you know, what's going to make PlayStation different from, you know, what's going to keep them in the running race for the next 3 to 4 years in the lifespan of gaming, you feel what I'm saying, by the prices of PlayStation being raised on a global scale, but not in the US, but also seeing how the competition Xbox is buying up so many different studios, and Xbox doing their thing, and they're also getting into the movies and TV shows the same way how we see PlayStation, Sony products getting into the movie and TV shows or whatnot with the games and everything. So seeing that, you know, hey, Xbox Game Pass is doing really good, cloud gaming is, you know what I'm saying, essentially the recent interview he Xbox CEO talked to Bloomberg, you know, less and less exclusive games. And, you know, Nintendo years ago working with, you know, bunch of game developers, it kind of, everyone kind of working together for to make, you know, controllers or accessibilities or whatnot for any, being able to play any game, you know how you play your PlayStation game on PC or whatever with the Xbox controller, those different things, making it this accessory that we have, being able to play any game we want. So if you hear the developer, you know what I'm saying, from Xbox saying, hey, you know, there's going to be a less and less exclusive titles going forward, you know what I'm saying? We already see so many AAA title games from PlayStation now being ported over to PC, you know what I'm saying? And now the big runner-up juggernaut in the room is mobile. So we got cloud gaming / mobile, which is still technically cloud at the end of the day. So boom, check this out. PlayStation buys a mobile studio and plans to create a mobile division. Yo, so previous episode we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know, what's gonna make them different and whatnot, and how mobile, I'm always speaking about how mobile is gonna take over the game, and plus with, you know, Web3 integration and Web3 gaming and whatnot, how this all come into play, and a lot of these things is done on mobile. Yo, PlayStation is now trying to create a mobile division. How you gonna stay in the race? By creating a mobile division and by having a different VR experience. You feel what I'm saying? So now you got the two equations that's gonna kind of keep you alive in the rat race, other than just your console. That's a great little jig. So it's good to, you know, see how PlayStation is kind of maneuvering through these different ways of the jungle. You know what I'm saying? So pretty dope. I'm excited to see how this PlayStation VR 2 is gonna be. You know, and another thing too, they say that it's going to the broadcast feature, you'll be able to see yourself playing or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, and see your reactions, basically a camera looking at you while you got the VR headset, and while I'm in the VR headset, I'll be able to broadcast it. So you can do that all from the headset. Yo, bet, I like that. So I'm hoping that we see something banging in the future, you know, next year for PlayStation VR 2. I'm pumped for it. I'm excited for it. And I'm excited to see this whole deal with PlayStation getting into the mobile division. I don't know, man, because I'm a console, you know, I'm a 90s baby, man, and coming from the golden age of consoles, you know what I'm saying? So consoles is going to always be a love of mine, but the controller on the mobile, I have a bit of a problem with at times. But you know, these things, you can hook a controller up to your phone, but you know, it's just something about the tiny screen or whatnot, you know. But mobile, the technology that's in these mobile devices and you know, it's pretty dope, you know. Looks really good on these mobile phones, you know. And I think something else I want to capitalize on too, speaking about mobile technology or whatnot, Web3 technology and Web3 gaming, they're gonna have to start making games that's not just, you know, hey, we play to earn, but actually some experience of, like, you know, storytelling and some, hey, what's the same thing that keeps us locked in and immersed on these consoles game, on these console games, they're gonna have to, we're gonna have to start seeing mobile games develop in that area of gameplay, and not just mobile games, but Web3 games have to, you know what I'm saying, they have to be more fun and more passionate for us to play. And I feel like, you know, with these right ingredients, the perfect storm of cloud and mobile, all of this stuff coming into play, is gonna be freaking perfect. But will consoles eventually be just nothing? That's the number one question, you know. But it's almost like the not a question type, but you know, seeing the fact that freaking Sony is now raising their prices is still one of them like, eh, well, I understand, but no, that's not good. You know, so yeah, moving on, talking about something that I'm really passionate about, man. Really passionate about. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Master239, man. Listen, man, Metal Gear Solid. So there's rumors floating around about we may be getting Metal Gear Solid 1-3 remake. Whoa. Listen, now, peep game. There is a Tokyo Game Show September 15th through September the 18th. So yeah, Konami is talking about, you know, big surprise or something. Man, listen, I hope we do, and if we do, I'm telling you, yo, pre-order that joint now. And if they get the graphics right, imagine. Let's go there. Let's go there because the passion is there. So, we got Last of Us. Hey, it's September, yo. So, a great game you want to pick up for September, or you're looking to pick up a great game for PlayStation 5, and you definitely never really played or never really got immersed, and you're like, I'll wait back for it. Now you're choosing the time to do it. Hey, do it for the PS5. The game looks incredible. And, yo, the graphics... The story was already great, but when you have a story that's so great and the graphics is like, yo, so much better, you know you won't mind playing it. So I say all that to say, if they can really utilize the power of the PS5 and really bring Metal Gear Solid 1 through 3, what? Yes, bring it like to life, like the graphics look really good. Yo, I've been waiting for it. Now, we know we're getting Resident Evil 4. Yeah, I know how I feel about Resident Evil 4. One of my favorites. You feel what I'm saying? So, Metal Gear Solid. Another one Remaster. So, there's a complete difference between remaster and remake. But, yo, whatever you give us, I'm just hoping that if they can deliver something that's utilizing the power of the PS5, really? You in for a good time, Jack. I'm telling you, yo. So, I say all that to say, too. Now, another big question is, can we get another Metal Gear Solid in the future? That's another thing, because we see all of these great games, like, coming back out and building ground up from the for the PS5. We got God of War, the new God of War. We got gameplay of it. Yes, that's another. We're going to tap that there because the passion is there. We got gameplay, folks. The graphics look incredible. You understand what I'm saying? So we're seeing these games build ground up from the ground up. I'm going to come back to God of War. Don't worry, fans. But, going back to Last of Us, you know, they remade Last of Us for the PS5, you know, so these graphics look really great. Other games, even the update that came out for God of War, the first one, you know what I'm saying? Just, I think utilizing the power for the current gen technology that's out now for PS5, you know, like, these games look incredible. So if you can redeliver a great experience that we had previously in our console of just dream loving of games, and the graphics be like, yo, dope, perfect. So even with the remaster, yo, if they can... And definitely if they fix all the little crazy bugs that used to be, all of the crazy bugs that we used to have back in the day, yo, fix it. You know what I'm saying? So that'd be pretty dope. I'm excited for that. I'm a really big Metal Gear Solid fan, but I gotta go back to this God of War. Yo, we got 71 days until God of War. By the time you hear this podcast, about 68 days. But listen, countdown, the hype is real, folks. Yo, stop what you're doing. Tell everybody in the room, man. One of my biggest shows on the podcast was when God of War, the first one, came out. And yo, great episode. But also when I played the Queen Valkyrie. Y'all know the Queen Valkyrie gonna probably be on this new God of War, right? Yo, one of my best videos ever. Me fighting the Queen Valkyrie and talking about God of War. I'm a really big God of War fan. So I can't freaking wait. Rumors that we'll be fighting Thor. Yo, I can't freaking wait. So we got a new, as you've seen the gameplay, we got new layout of, you know, like he got some new powers maybe or something. The little boys, he has new powers. That bow looks a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? the season looks a little bit different. You know, in the first one, you was, you know, in the boat or whatnot. It seemed like it was just always sometimes winter or whatnot, you know. So the seasons look a little bit different. I think you know, I can't remember like the auditorium to where you're going back and forth to different worlds or whatnot. I think this God of War is gonna kind of attach all of those same elements from the first one and keep it in this one. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it though. But if that's the case, that's probably why we couldn't play the other two maps that was in that room. You feel what I'm saying? So they're probably gonna be on this God of War. So that'd probably, you know. So the finishing moves. We see he got some new finishing moves. Yo, these graphics look crazy, yo. The graphics look crazy. Now, they almost look, when you first glance at it, you're almost, I said to myself, oh, the graphics kind of look the same. But I immediately like, wait a minute, this new God of War trailer, let's just take this back. And wait a minute now, I'll take it back again. Like, whoa, these graphics look crazy. These graphics look amazing. I mean, freaking amazing. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be one of the best PlayStation games, game of the year, hands down. Like, I don't see anything else really, you know, it's, at this point, you're gonna, when you're reading out the nominees of game of the year, it's going to be God of War, Ragnarok, God of War, Ragnarok. It's going to be on there twice. But definitely, yeah, this is going to be the game, you know what I'm saying? Definitely going to be the game. It's something you definitely want to check out. And something I mentioned before about on a previous episode, moving on, talking about something else, about cross gaming. So listen, we got PUBG Mobile talking about teaming up with Dragon Ball, or kind of, so you know how Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball Z character is inside Fortnite. PUBG Mobile is going to do the exact same thing. Apparently, I don't know if it's going to be like a new game or whatnot, but that's coming out in 2023. So, the thing is, why this is perfect is because, for one, you got two different branches of games, you know what I'm saying? Franchises, worlds, both coming together, and I think In the near future, 5 to 10 years in gaming, you're gonna start to see a lot more of these things coming together. It's gonna be beneficial because of it's gonna be very beneficial for the crypto and the whole blockchain situation. That's gonna be very beneficial because the fact that future breakdown, and I think a lot of developers or whoever should pay attention to this future breakdown. So if we buy something in a game, now I'm thinking from like a deep elaboration of like, yo, we buy something in a game and we play this game for like, you know, 3-4 years or whatever. We decide to not play it anymore. So now we want to sell what we purchase in the game to someone else in the game or whatever, or, you know, we sell it back for currency. We take that same currency and move it to another game, and we're able to do that because, you know what I'm saying, the whole cross-platform of type of deal. So I think in the future of gaming, especially when you get into what we buy and purchase in these games, that's gonna have to be a situation to where, yo, we should be able to take what we, our progress of our, basically take our assets and, you know what I'm saying, be able to transfer them over. I think that's something that definitely need to be implemented into all type of future games, period. And when games like GTA or Call of Duty really get into the play of the crypto stuff and, you know what I'm saying, play to earn those things, yo, those gonna be the ones that's gonna go bananas, yo. Like, can you imagine buying a block on GTA with Ethereum, you know, and reselling it for Ethereum or whatever other token that's, you know what I'm saying, using these digital currencies in these video games? Man, the future is looking bright. It's gonna be some, it's gonna be really some, because, you know, man, it's gonna be some because it's kind of already there, you know what I'm saying? But just the mainstream of it, like, yo, a game like GTA, think about it, a game like GTA being able to buy and sell, think of the marketplace. Like, these are whole nother marketplaces, because when we purchase accessories in Fortnite, look how much money that, you know what I'm saying? When we purchase accessories in Call of Duty, think about all of the battle packs and battle passes and season passes and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? The coins that we already do purchase in these games. Think of something like GTA, yo. Oh man, it's gonna be crazy, yo. I'm talking about crazy. Moving on, man, talking about this is something that's gonna actually link into what I'm just talking about before. New AMD chips are coming out in September this month, so keep your eye on those, because if we do get some sort of PlayStation 5 Pro, which I doubt it, because especially now they're talking about raising the price, it'll be a bad idea for you, Jack, for you to say, hey, we got the end of 2023 or mid 2023, probably third, beginning of fourth quarter. Hey, we're going to drop a PS5 Pro for X amount of dollars, but we're going to keep the price of the PS5 the same, or maybe lower it back down to what it used to be. That won't be a good idea for you to even announce that, Jack. So, yeah. But I say pay attention to this new AMD chip and how it's going to perform and how it is or whatever. I'm pretty sure benchmarks or whatever are already out there testing it. But keep your eyes on this, because these next-gen chips and things we're starting to see will probably be in, if we do get a PS5 Pro or another console Xbox upgrade or whatever. But I doubt if we get another console from Xbox. I wouldn't be surprised if 2024 come around, and or let's say if PlayStation decided to announce, hey, we're gonna drop a PS5 Pro, and they decide to announce that beginning quarter three or four, you know what I'm saying? I don't expect Xbox to kind of come up and say, hey, we're going to do something. You know, I doubt that. Plus, we got a whole big recession situation. Like, it's too much. Nah. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Xbox say, yeah, we ain't even finna drop no more consoles. We're just gonna continue to prove and outperform y'all with Xbox Game Pass. We'll make Xbox Game Pass even more accessible and even more playable and likable. It's gonna be crazy, man. But pay attention to these new chips, man, when they drop these new graphics cards and everything, when they drop, because it's something to keep an eye on too. Moving on, man, talking about this original. Yo, we got the original Anchor may kick me up out of here too, but we're gonna keep it rolling on YouTube. Y'all be sure to follow me at YouTube, Mastermind RGTV, baby. Let's go. We got the original Assassin's Creed. You know the Assassin's Creed that dropped in 2007? Well, they're talking about doing a remake for that. We just got to talk about remakes. See, that's why I gotta, you know, remixing, remaster. All these re-reads and stuff coming up. But listen, man, this one now. Talking about remake games, if we can get even something like Assassin's Creed, I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan too now, if we can get Assassin's Creed to, you know, really dropped some nice graphics. I keep going back to graphics because I can replay a game. Let's say of a great game. I mean, I can replay Last of Us 1. You know what I'm saying? I can replay a game that had a great story and the graphics was good at the time, or even wasn't even good at the time. But if you improve those graphics, especially the power of the PS5, oh yeah, I can replay a good story game and it get me even more immersed and make the story even better because now it looks better. Yeah, I do that. So Assassin's Creed, this is the original one from 2007. That's a lot of fan favorite. Now peep game. Now that makes sense because Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft was passing a lot of little ads, doing a lot of little ads and things about, you know, old Assassin's Creed, you know, whatnot. They were showing a lot of old Assassin's Creed clips. I wonder why they're doing that. They're remaking the original one. Not a remaster, a remake. So we may have a potential of built from the ground up PS5 graphics, which will be amazing. And I'm excited to see, you know? So keep your eyes open for Ubisoft. And also, for those that don't know, Ubisoft actually utilized the Tezos blockchain for, what's that game? I can't think of the game. Of course, I can't think of the game at the moment. One of the Rainbow Six games. They utilized Tezos blockchain for the NFTs over there for when you basically buy a gun or buy an NFT gun or whatnot. That's in the game or whatnot. So I wouldn't be surprised if a big game like Assassin's Creed, that'd be an opportunity for them to really utilize the blockchain with a big game like Assassin's Creed. Start off by keeping how they normally do things. Keep the Ubisoft points, coins and all that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But really try to get people to realize, yo, the products and skins and weapons are things that you purchase here in the game. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like you did with Ghost Recon or whatnot. Yo, let's get the future started, baby, because it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? And just because you see a lot of stuff going down as in the red or whatnot, that doesn't mean people not building. Projects are not being built. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, it's looking great. It's looking great for the future of gaming. I'll just say that much. That actually may be it. I told y'all it was a hot show. Oh, Facebook Gaming will be shutting down later this year. That sucks. But we're going to wrap it up over here for the Anchor World real fast. Yo, so be sure to follow me everywhere at Master23Mind and on YouTube, Mastermind RGTV. We here, we there, we everywhere. Real gamer. We out, folks. Anchor, it's been real. YouTube, let's get it. Peace. What's good, world? It's your boy, Mastermind Main, and this is a special weekday drop. We're going to be talking about a couple things. Not a lot, just a little bit. We here, we there, we everywhere. Be sure to follow your boy at Mastermind RGTV on YouTube. Master23Mind everyone. We're live on Twitch right now. Yes, we are live on Twitch. Shout out to Twitch. We're live on Twitch playing some Forbidden West. But this podcast episode is going to be real short. Man, we got a hot show. Listen, I'm going to be talking about The Witcher 3 a little bit. Witcher 3 on next gen. This PlayStation update. Let's talk about this PlayStation update real fast. So, it's a 1440 resolution update. I'm planning on 4K, so I don't have that monitor, but it's good that we have that. So I appreciate PlayStation for doing that, because, you know, oh no, look at that, PlayStation trying to listen to me. Well, what do you know? But, you know, I appreciate them doing that because of the fact that, you know, Xbox had it. So, you know, so they need to fix. It was also some type of 3D sound update that was also with it, and a couple other things, but it's some things they need to fix. Like, one of the things I really wish they would fix, man, is like the HDR mode. When you're playing, it's not right, man. Like, right now I had to, you know what I'm saying, pretty much take this game off of that and kind of just play. But it takes down the VR. The VR mode, they got that, you know what I'm saying? But with the whole HDR, man, they gotta fix that. They gotta do better. Some games make some of the games look like weird, like brownish, or like background off color. But some games, like, color's on point, but it's still like forgetting something. You know, this particular update wasn't in like too major. But I do appreciate the 1440 resolution situation. And the 3D sound, of course, like always. Move on to talk about this Witcher 3 real fast. Man, listen. Is Witcher 3 next gen? Question is, we're seeing a lot of these games. Yeah, we're flying. Right now, we're playing Forbidden West, and we're flying around with our little bird. But a lot of these games, we're starting to see, like, completely remake. They say for PlayStation 5 built up. We got, looking at PlayStation, listen to me again. So we got Last of Us Part 1 that recently just released. That is the main topic of the show. But we're going to have a debate after this little short segment of the podcast. We're going to have a debate. We got Last of Us 1, you know. We got a couple other games. PlayStation can't really name it the moment because I'm enjoying this Forbidden West, how it's looking, the graphics and everything. But saying that we may get a Witcher 3, the question is, will they raise the price of this next gen? Same game, but, you know, of course, probably designed for the, you know, PS5, kind of like The Last of Us 1. Would I get it? Probably, yeah, because I wouldn't be so salty like I am a little bit about Last of Us 1. I'll probably still end up getting Last of Us 1, you know what I'm saying, but no time soon. Too many other games I gotta play. But would I buy The Witcher 3 for PS5? Totally. But I have to see it first, of course. Wouldn't be the first one. I still have to get, you know, God of War first, Call of Duty, of course. But, you know, I'm not sure, man. But I want a new Witcher, not necessarily the same one, because I did get the special edition. But I'm still playing that, you know what I'm saying? But Witchers are definitely, it's worth it. Witchers is a really great game, a really big game, you know what I'm saying? If you like open worlds, it's just huge. Like, Witchers open world make Forbidden West world look like maybe one or two maps. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a pretty dope game. Moving on, talking about this Call of Duty next. So, Call of Duty got something called Call of Duty Next coming up real soon. They're going to be talking about it on September the 15th. And you also got the Tokyo Game Show that's going on September the 15th through September the 18th. So that's going to be dope. Keep your eyes peeled for that. Assassin's Creed Showcase September the 10th. That's going to be something that's really, really dope. Ooh, I hope the microphone was hearing me good. Man, that's crazy, yo. Hope y'all was catching me good. Hope y'all was catching me good over here to the right. But, you know what I'm saying? So this Call of Duty next, I think it's going to be something probably for the mobile game, maybe. Something just for mobile. Kind of like how they did Call of Duty mobile or whatever. It's probably going to be, because it's an additional, it's not Warzone. It's Warzone. They're going to have Warzone and Call of Duty next. My first assumption is it's going to probably be something that they're going to be doing for mobile. And it's going to be like cross compatible with Warzone, and that's gonna be really, really dope to bring the mobile players, kind of like how PUBG is, to bring the mobile players and Warzone players together. Explode emojis. At least that's what my guess is for this Call of Duty next. It'll probably be moving on, talking about this Assassin's Creed showcase. Shout out to the homie Q. When Q do a show talking about Assassin's Creed, we're gonna definitely host him. he dived deep into a lot of Assassin's Creed topics and whatnot. But yo, I'm pumped for it. We may get Assassin's Creed something in, taking place in like Tokyo or whatnot in 2024. I'm pumped to see something about that. I'm enjoying flying this bird around, actually. You know what? We're going to fly this bird around a little bit more. And now we're going to continue the podcast rolling on. But after the podcast, we're going to get off this bird and go to the destination we just was. But this new Assassin's Creed showcase that's happening, taking place on September 10th, I'm pumped about it, man. Because we're going to get, apparently they're working on multiple like Assassin's Creed games. And listen, we got the original Assassin's Creed. They're finna remake games again. We're speaking about it. We got, they're talking about doing something with one that's like coming from like Prince of Persia or something. Oh no, they're attacking me. Yeah, something from like Prince of Persia or something. You got that one, then the one from Tokyo, Japan, or whatever. So I don't know, man. We're gonna be getting some nice. Hopefully, we see some gameplay. I know we're probably gonna see a cinematic trailer. Like they've been teasing us, showing all these different Assassin's Creed games or whatnot. So I'm excited to whatever we get for the Assassin's Creed. I'm gonna got my eyes peeled on that, like my glasses still, like. What do you say? Moving on, talking about this Spider-Man 2. Listen, man, it's going to be a PlayStation showcase. I'm not sure exactly when the PlayStation showcase is, but it's going to be a PlayStation showcase. And I feel like that'll be the perfect thing to show off at this PlayStation showcase. And man. If we see Venom in the game, which I'm pretty sure we're going to see Venom in the game. If we see Venom in the game, definitely going to be a banger Spider-Man game. And the graphics for what they did for the remake, listen, the graphics is incredible. I already know they're going to go crazy on the graphics. And I'm telling you, if they do this right, if they do this to where, you know what I'm saying, if they do it to where they have, what's the word I'm thinking about? Hold up. We won't even live on YouTube. It's all gravy though. If they dang, it's tragic. If they do this to where, you know, the games is like, you know, Avengers and everything I was saying, if they do that, that's gonna be dope, man. For those that's late hopping into it, into the YouTube world, listen, YouTube, man, we're breaking down a short breakdown of the podcast. Y'all be sure to check out the podcast platforms on Anchor, Spotify, and all those other places. Real Gamer. But we jumping in, talking about this Assassin's Creed, man. And listen, man, the Assassin's Creed showcase that we're getting on September the 10th. It's going to be some amazing stuff. We got Assassin's Creed maybe taking place in Tokyo, Japan. We got another one like Prince of Persia or whatnot. Oh, my bird is going somewhere. And I'm also live on Twitch right now as we speak, YouTube, at Master23Mind. But yeah, Assassin's Creed got some pretty cool stuff. Drop it, man. And I hope we see some gameplay. I know we're going to see some cinematic, you know. But that's what we was kind of diving deep into. And also Spider-Man. We're talking about Spider-Man 2. This PlayStation showcase that may happen. And if it do, Spider-Man 2 will be the great game to open up the PlayStation showcase. And talking about opening up Spider-Man, if we see Venom, it's all over with. So, YouTube, I just gave y'all a quick recap of what we talked discussing here on the podcast. Jumping right back into what I'm talking about, Spider-Man 2, this deep detail, man. Listen, man, if they bring these worlds together, kind of like Avengers or whatnot, it's going to be banging. We know we're getting a Wolverine game coming for PlayStation, probably 2024, 2023 or whatnot. We got Guardians of the Galaxy already dropped. They got their other little Marvel game that's out, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm seeing that Marvel has so much opportunity to kind of move in a direction to where we can actually get a like cross world Marvel spinoff type game. Keep your hope alive, baby. We hoping for it. You know what I'm saying? Moving on, talking about this Cyberpunk 2077 DLC. Whew, listen, let's land this bird down real fast, baby. Man, this Cyberpunk 2077, man. Y'all better not drop the ball on this, because if y'all drop the ball on this, we got an issue. I think they're going to, I'm hoping that they do pretty well for it, but the reason I say you don't want to drop the ball on this particular situation is because, man, listen, man, you got Witcher's 3, the next gen, finna get ready. They finna try to do something with that, and we don't need y'all dropping the ball on, you know, under our belt again, because when Cyberpunk 2077 had so much hype, but when it did not release how it's supposed to, and the game was buggy and they had all these issues and whatnot, like, you know, the chaos with Cyberpunk 2077. I ain't gotta, you know, saying hash that out, but listen, man, this DLC looks really good, but let's hope it's good. That's all I gotta say about that. Moving on, talking about this Division, man. We got Division, or what's that, Heartland or whatnot. It's some type of PvE game, new PvE type game that they're making, kind of like Wildlands or whatnot. Got to see more about it, but when they show this, why am I creeping? Okay, there we go. When they show more of the Assassin's Creed, they may show some, Ubisoft may show some other stuff that they're working on. So, you know, we may get a little something. And for the YouTube world, I'm gonna give y'all a quick recap real fast, man. Spoke about The Witcher 3. We spoke about, you know, Witcher 3 for next gen. We spoke about the PlayStation update just a little bit. And the Call of Duty next, meaning how if they sync the whole mobile with Warzone together, perfect. And the exciting mix of Spider-Man 2 and what we could do, what Sony and Marvel could do something very, very well. Yo, we live on Twitch right now, man, playing some Forbidden West, and this game is gorgeous. Right now, the guy is eating a cucumber, some type of bell pepper on his stick, and this game looks gorgeous, man. Like, the graphics is, man, what have they done? Amazing. We're going to actually spin the show off talking, having a little bit of debate about this Last of Us remake. I actually want to get some guys in to call live on the show. So, hey, if y'all in the chat, man, jump in. Actually, I need to holler one of the homies and send them an invite to the show. But we're going to actually cut the podcast quick right there. There has been real YouTube world and podcast world. It's been real. Yeah, be sure to follow me everywhere. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. That's Twin3Mind live right now on Twitch and Mastermind RGTV on YouTube, baby. And Real Gamer on all platforms. Listen, man. We cooking. I thought I could pick up this boy in that room. I guess I can't. We're cooking, man. We out, man. It's been real. It's a quick under the 15 minute segment. A quick little podcast take. Be sure, don't forget, man, the Tokyo Game Show, because we may get a Metal Gear Solid. Don't forget, man, September is a hot month for games right now. We got September 15th, September the 10th, September 15th through the 18th. Yo, keep your eyes peeled, man. We'll be back for more great gaming news and gaming topics. We diving heavy, baby. We out. It's been real. What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind, man. This is a quick weekday drop. I'm just here. I'm just there. I'm everywhere. Be sure to follow your boy Master23Mind and Mastermind RGTV on YouTube. We're live right now on Twitch, Master23Mind. Let's get it. We're going to be playing some Assassin's Creed. We're going to be also speaking about the new Assassin's Creed. Also, shout out to the homie Killer Q. He's going to be speaking about it also. Hopefully we can get him on the show a little bit later on too, on another segment also. But right now, as I play Assassin's Creed, to my Twitch audience, we're going to be going to these two particular locations. I'll probably go to this location first just to kind of make the Twitch a little spicy and everything. That's what I think I do. And so this new Assassin's Creed, let's jump right into it. So, man, that's what's up. Like, it's going to be coming to Japan. You feel what I'm saying? We finally about to get some type of Japan action going on. And I'm going to try to say some of my deep, elaborate thoughts, because I want to have this deep, elaborate conversation also with the homie Q. But we're going to be playing Assassin's Creed in in Tokyo, Japan. I think it's going to be pretty dope. Or, you know, in that culture of things, we got the partnership with Netflix. Like, that's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Pretty happy and excited to see that in the mix. But, you know, I'm hoping that they do it right. You dig? So, that's one thing. Like, they came with so many different, like, exciting news and things to share. Even though we didn't really get a lot of gameplay or anything, which is, you know, fine. But, you know, I expect for them to show us a little bit more later on. I'm just surprised and excited that they're working on, like, multiple projects, you know what I'm saying? Then we got an Assassin's Creed game coming to the mobile device. Listen, man, I told y'all in previous episodes before the podcast, man, mobile gaming is going to be the number one thing. Cloud gaming is going to be the number one thing. The takeover has begun. Let me blend in for a second, man. The takeover has begun, man. You understand? But what's going to make PlayStation and all these other consoles, Nintendo and all these other guys different, man? You know, that's a whole breakdown. But PlayStation got some things cooking up their sleeves, man. But for the fact that we're getting a dope game genre like Assassin's Creed on a mobile device, man, Snapdragon, holla at your boy. Holla at your boy, yo. We'll make something happen on that new Snapdragon processor to see what this new Assassin's Creed gonna be cooking up on. Because, man, we getting some dope games on the mobile device. And if we see a game like Assassin's Creed heavy, this is a heavy game to handle with so many bugs on the console and PC already. So I'm interested to see how they gonna handle all that on the mobile device. Back to the normal gameplay. We had to blend in for a little bit on the game. Shout out to the Twitch audience. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it, man. And let's fly the bird for a quick second. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it, you know, with the whole mobile platform. And especially if we have some type of deal to where, like, they get into mixing the worlds together and we're playing with multiple Assassin's Creed, like, Van Hella, you get to play with the Van Hella character assassin. You get to play with, you know, other Assassin's Creed assassin. Like, when they get into a point and they start doing that, that's going to be dope. Now I'm speaking about the other project they said they got announced. Of the project or whatnot. But I think the Animus, the thing where they go into the computer, into the real world, the Animus. So I think they're going to do something with the Animus to where, you know, I'm totally probably pronouncing that wrong, but I think what they're going to probably do with that is they may do something like that to where you're playing with different Assassin's Creed characters, you know, and if they're able to pull that off, man, that's going to be dope. And they was throwing us so many hints over the past few weeks before the showcase, you know, about, hey, you remember this Assassin's Creed story? Remember this Assassin's Creed story? Remember this? You know, and of course, it's the 15-year anniversary or whatnot. But, you know, I was just like, yo, we getting something for Netflix. We getting a mobile game coming. We getting something for Japan with Code Red or something. And the last but not least, we're going all the way to where is this, like, India? This is like Prince of Persia type vibe. You know what I'm saying? So this one's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to see how they're going to, you know, make that one kind of finagle around because, and what time they're going to do it. Because how can you, you know, that we already kind of been to like a desert area with Egypt, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see how they're going to do the combat system, the storyline, of course. And they're using some big time Hollywood stars for this particular game too. So, you know, it's gonna be pretty dope. I'm happy to see Assassin's Creed, you know, making some moves like that, working on multiple projects, delivering something for us, for the players, man. So I'm excited to hear about that. We got a new PlayStation showcase finna premiere. By the time y'all hear this podcast, it'll be already out. But the PlayStation showcase, what? The 13th was that time because we're playing at 12. So, you know, the PlayStation Showcase is today, September the 13th. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's going to be dope. I don't know what we're going to get or what they're going to show, but it's going to be dope. I'm excited to see. So, if they do show something, let's go to this location right here. Follow me on Twitch, by the way. We're on Twitch, Master23Mind. Yeah, we're live right now. I'm playing some Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Shout out to the Twitch chat. We're here live on the podcast, Real Gamer, on all podcast platforms. And we're testing out Assassin's Creed Valhalla with this 3D audio sound on the PlayStation 5. It sounds incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible. Oof. Like, you can hear the details of the water and all that stuff, man. Bouncing back to the podcast, talking about this Assassin's Creed. So, for the Assassin's Creed with Netflix, the whole Netflix series, let me speak about that for a little bit. So, we got The Witchers. Also, you know, Netflix. They just got done wrapping up, you know, the next season of The Witchers on Netflix. That's going to be pretty dope. I'm excited to see that. I do gotta get a little caught up on it, you know what I'm saying? But I hope that Assassin's Creed has as much success like The Witcher had, because Assassin's Creed has the potential to really do something in the TV space or the movie space if it's done right. And if I think they can do a great TV series, seeing that how the great The Witchers, you know, success of The Witchers TV show on Netflix, I can see Assassin's Creed doing some really good things with Netflix, you know. I mean, because these are some great stories. Of course, you know, us playing through the game, it takes a little bit of time because we get, you know, stuck through side quests and all that. And we tend to kind of forget, you know, what's really happening in the story and all that. But I think if they can pull off a good 12 short series, maybe 45 minutes to an hour each episode, 12 episodes, Assassin's Creed, breaking it down to, you know, how the whole animus with the real are going into the whole digital space, like break that down as a TV show, I think they can pull it off really dope. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with Netflix, man, in the future forward, but Netflix needs some content on their platform. So it's going to be a win-win, I feel like, for both. Even if the Assassin's Creed don't do so well, it's still going to be a great success for Assassin's Creed. More eyes on Assassin's Creed. I mean, think about it. You got so many people, so many subscribers already on Netflix. Assassin's Creed, not saying Assassin's Creed really. Oh, y'all trying to get beef? Hold up. They trying to get down, podcast. We just ran into some soldiers. Let's whoop these soldiers up real fast and we're going to continue this conversation. See how I get down on Twitch. Let's go. All right, so back to what I was saying. Yeah, we whoop ass just like that. back to what I was saying, you know, they can do something really good with it, man. And I'm excited to see, you know, how the whole ordeal would work out. Let's fly the bird for a quick second while we finish our statement. I think with Assassin's Creed, man, especially if they go into the details with, you know, the animus, the whole digital, how they tie in the whole real world with the digital thing. If they go into details of that and then go into like the history things of Assassin's Creed, like Assassin's Creed already do, you know, I think that's already going to have so many eyes onto it, because you get Netflix of eyes of audience, you know what I'm saying? And with a great story that you already doing a great job telling to us in the gaming world, you know, or reach the Netflix audience at a whole nother level. So then it'll be another opportunity to where they can kind of pitch the new Assassin's Creed game. You know, I'm not sure which one is going to come out first, but I can definitely see some like double promotion type ordeal on both, you know, especially like, boom, another quick play. When the new Witcher season come out, the Witchers about to get ready to do the next gen release or whatnot, the next gen for The Witcher 3 for next gen. They can, you know, do some type of Netflix promotion with The Witcher's TV show into the new game. It's apparently supposed to be like a remake, like completely redesigned for next generation gaming, which is, you know, PS5 and the Xbox or whatever. So they can do some promotion with the new season of the Netflix about the new Witchers. You know, I just think if you're gonna have some type of TV deal or movie deal and a game on the market, I think they should start like really like, hey, putting some posters up in the game, which some games and TV shows they kind of already do, but diving heavy into the digital marketing space in real time. That's a high level conversation. You know? But I'm excited to see what they do with this whole Netflix deal with Assassin's Creed. Moving on, talking about something else I want to speak about. Like, yo, Black Flag. Like, think about it real fast. Black Flag had the whole boat creation. Great job at that. I wish they would have brought those same elements to this game. They gotta learn on the next Assassin's Creed to bring great elements bring those same great elements from their previous games and bring them over to the new game. Man, bring back some great boat creation, you know what I'm saying? But that, of course, boat's probably not going to be in the next Assassin's. I don't know, because it is India. If they're doing like the whole India area, Prince of Persia type deal, there's oceans, you know? So, yeah, you never know. Who is this? All right. But that's a quick podcast chop up. I just wanted to do a quick drop under 15 minutes. You dig what I'm saying? Before we bounce out, be sure to follow me on Twitch. We live on Twitch right now. Master23Mind, MasterMindRGTV on YouTube, Real Gamer podcast on all podcast platforms, and the RGTV, the classic shows. You don't want to miss those. We'll mix a little bit of the comedy with the gaming conversations or whatnot. So, you know, get down. We here, we there, we everywhere. That's a quick wrap. We out, Anchor. Peace.